Welcome back to another Ask Scanner School podcast, where I am answering your scanner radio related questions. Today we have two questions that were phoned in from listeners, and we'll get to answering those right now. Welcome back to the Scanner School podcast. My name is Phil Lichtenberger, and this podcast episode is here to answer your scanner radio related questions. We have questions that came in from two viewers or two listeners, and you can ask me your question for a podcast episode. We put the links in the description of this episode just in case anything changes in the future and they're not embedded in the podcast. So again, check out the phone number and the links to ask your question at the top of the description for this podcast. And again, this is a video and audio podcast, so you can take us on the go in your favorite audio podcast player or watch us right on YouTube. So let's get into our first question.
Yes, my name is Doug, and my question is programming an SDS-100 on a county DMR radio system that uses two talk groups, has the same frequency, same color code, but two different talk groups. The county is Lumpkin County, Georgia, and the Sheriff's Department and the Fire Department both are on the same frequency of 152.0375, color code 9. Sheriff Department's talk group 1007. Fire Department, which is the only one I want to listen to, is talk group 1008. The Sheriff Department is encrypted, so anytime it comes through, it sounds garbled. So I want to know how I can listen to it on the SDS-100, only listening to the talk group of 1008, Lumpkin County Fire. So far, I've not been able to keep out the 1007 talk group. So thank you for an answer on this, and looking forward to finding out what I can do. Thanks very much.
Okay, well, this is kind of a limitation in Sentinel on the way things are brought into the software from Radio Reference. So we're going to take a look at the Radio Reference database page now. And for everybody listening on an audio podcast, I am going to walk you through this. So up on screen, we have Lumpkin County, Georgia on the Radio Reference page. And if we scroll down, we will see a conventional frequency of 152.0375. This is shared, as we heard before, that the sheriff and the fire dispatch both share the same frequency. They are both using color code 9. SL asterisk means that the slot can be either slot 1 or slot 2. But the key difference here is talk group. You see the talk group 1007 or 1008. And what we need to do is tell Sentinel that we want to put a talk group in on this frequency. And unfortunately, as we'll take a look at in a second here, is that this is not easily done through Sentinel. But we can make it happen, and I'm going to show you exactly how we do that. So what we are going to look at is we are going to bring up Sentinel. And I have my version of Sentinel here, and I know it is a lot to look at. But let's bring this in so that we can look at it a little bit easier on the computer screen. So what we're going to do is we are going to go and create a new favorites list. So we're going to go into USA. We are going to scroll down into Georgia. And of course, I'm going to show you how this is done and how it's incorrect. And then we're going to go down to Lumpkin County, County Systems, and Lumpkin. And from here, we're going to click on Lumpkin County. Now, we have Sheriff, Sheriff TAC, but we are interested here on Fire Dispatch. And what we will notice is that we have 152.0375. We have color code 9. It's Fire Dispatch. But we do not have any information here for a talk group. And if I bring this in by itself and append it to its favorites list, and I like using the naming convention of state, so two-letter state, and then we'll call it Lumpkin Fire. I don't know why I did it in all capitals, but that's the way we're going to do it. And again, if I look at Lumpkin Fire, I will see that this was brought in as a conventional frequency, color code 9, fire dispatch, just as we had it a minute ago. This will not work. This is incorrect. We have to put this in manually, and I'm going to show you how to do this right now. We are going to click on this little icon up here to create a brand new favorites list. We are going to call this Lumpkin Fire DMR. And then we're going to click on OK. And then we're going to scroll down into this new list. You can see that it's blank on the screen right now. So we are going to now right-click on that, and we are going to program the favorites list. We're going to click on this plus symbol here to append it. We're going to call this one Lumpkin Fire DMR. And the system type is going to be a DMR1 frequency. This is the key, because this will now allow us to enter in that talk group that we're missing as if it was a conventional frequency. So system name, Lumpkin Fire DMR. System type is a DMR1 system. ID search, this is important here. We want ID search to be turned off. If you want to add a quick key or a number key, that is entirely up to you. We're not going to get into there from here. Now, I'm going to select Lumpkin Fire DMR. We are going to add in a department, and we'll just call this Lumpkin Fire. And then we also need to make sure we have our sites. Our site is going to be Lumpkin Fire. So now we've got a site and we've got a department. So when we go into our site, we have a channel name. And we can call this, again, you see how we're just repeating ourselves here, Lumpkin Fire. Talk group ID, and this is where we enter in our talk group. And this will be 1008. TDMA slot is any. Service type, we will list our fire dispatch. And there shouldn't be anything else in here for options, unless you want to set a quick key, okay? So now we've got our channel name and our talk group, but we have to give it a frequency. So we're going to go back into Lumpkin Fire. We're going to add our frequency. This is going to be 152.0375. TDMA is any, and color code is going to be color code 9. And there we go. Now we have it loaded and saved into Sentinel. From here, we're going to close this out. We're going to save our channels. And then what we have to do is make sure in our profile, we're going to click on Edit Profile. We need to make sure, first of all, that service types for fire dispatch is turned on, because we'll never hear that frequency if we don't turn on our fire dispatch. And our scan selection, we need to make sure, again, I've got this entire mess in here, that we have Lumpkin Fire is set to download on and then also monitor on. Once these two are set and we write this to the scanner, we will now have Lumpkin Fire saved in the scanner radio. I know it's a little bit bass-ackwards in order to get it done this way, but this is the way that we have to put this into our scanner radio. So, Doug, thank you so much for asking your question right here and giving us a phone call and leaving us a voicemail. And again, if you have a question for me, go ahead and check out the description for this podcast episode, because we put the links on how to ask your question in there. Just in case anything changes, I didn't want to embed it in the podcast. And if you're finding value in this podcast episode, why don't you go ahead and click on subscribe, whether you're listening to us on your favorite podcast player or watching us over on YouTube. Subscribing to this channel lets the algorithm know that you are interested in content just like this. If you've already subscribed and you like this video on YouTube, go ahead and give us a thumbs up. And if you're watching us on your TV, just simply point your phone's camera at the QR code on screen right now, and that will take you right to our YouTube page where you can subscribe to us right within the app. And I also want to take a minute here to thank my Patreon supporters. Our Patreon supporters help make content like this possible. You can subscribe to us over at Patreon by going to scannerschool.com/Patreon and pick a tier that matches the level that you would like to contribute. Patreon is like the PBS model of helping content creators like myself bring content to you. And depending on the tier that you are at on Patreon, you do get additional benefits. You can go ahead again and check us out over at scannerschool.com/Patreon or by using the link in the description of this podcast episode. Let's move on to our next question.
Hi, my name is Rob. I have a question about a scanner I'm looking at. I was looking at the Uniden model number SDS-150. Like you, I also live in Long Island. I live over in Smithtown. I'm looking to listen to Nassau on Suffolk, maybe even Connecticut, since I live in the North Shore over on Smithtown. Thank you.
Rob, thanks so much for asking your question, and it's great to hear a fellow Long Islander on the podcast. So right off the bat, Nassau County is going to be encrypted when it comes to the police department, so that is completely off the table. However, listening to fire is in the clear. And in fact, I've got a pager sitting right there. This little yellow thing right there is currently listening to a couple departments right here in my backyard. So we can listen to fire in Nassau County. In Suffolk County, you have fire, police, MedCom, and all other county services are on this brand new P25 system and a mix of conventional. So do you need the SDS-150? Can you get away with another scanner radio? Let's take a look at Suffolk County on radio reference to answer that question. So up on screen right now, I do have Suffolk County's page up on the radio reference database. And if we scroll down, we can see a bunch of information about Suffolk County. Fire department, yeah, they're still using 4646 low band, but they're also moving up to this UHF paging system as well. You'll also notice that Fres is also on the P25 system. We're going to touch base on that in a second here. As we scroll through, we can still see some EMS and municipalities as well. But we want to really concentrate on this Suffolk County P25 trunk system. So we're going to go ahead and enter into there right now. What we want to look at, though, is the fact that this is 700 simulcast. It's also 800 simulcast. And we also have some small fill-in cells, such as Montauk and Port Jefferson. And we also have an East End simulcast. Yes, the East End of Long Island is also on this system. It's a full county system. East Hampton does have its own, but the East End is partially covered by this county trunk system. They built it out. What we want to look at here, though, are some of the notes that were put into here by admins like myself. The police are on the 800 simulcast cell. Fire is on the 700 cell. So you're going to need to make sure that you have police and fire, or you're going to have 700 and 800 when you program your scanner up. If you're just trying to listen to police or you're just trying to listen to fire on a scan list, you'll just put 800 or 700 as the control channels for that scan list. But again, let's go back to PD. We're up even further here. So we have simulcast. We know we have simulcast. That automatically puts us into an SDS range of scanner radios. We need the SDS because we have simulcast here. And me being a neighbor to Suffolk County and being in Suffolk County 5 days a week, I know for a fact we need something that's going to work well in simulcast. So again, SDS 100, SDS 200, or SDS 150. In fact, I'll put links to these scanner radios in the description of this podcast, and they will be affiliate links. So if you do use them to make a purchase, that will certainly help our channel out. So looking at PD, we will notice that these are all in the mode column here, D for digital. That means they are phase one talk groups. And we only see an E, a capital E, when it comes to homicide and SUV. That means this is all in the clear. And even better is if we click on a hyperlink for the talk group ID, this will take us over to the Broadcastify calls platform where we can listen to just these talk groups right from our computer. Now, scrolling down again, we do have Sheriff. We have County Fire. The county system, Fres, has been pushing its users to get off of low band and only on this trunked radio system. So instead of using 4644, 4640, 4634, 4636, I guess, right? They want you all on here. And in fact, if I go back to the county page for fire, we still have them listed in here, but they're trying to get users off of low band entirely. Again, coming through here, we do have divisions are now broken up also, and you will hear activity on these division talk groups. And these are all TDMA or phase two. So we do have a lot of unencrypted information right here on the trunked system. This is great. For comparison, let's go over to Nassau County. And again, we have fire is just about all on VHF and UHF. And as we scroll through the system here, we can see all these battalions are all broken down. And yes, these are all still pretty much in use. How much are you going to hear from Smithtown? I'm not exactly sure. But if you're traveling with the scanner, this will be great to have. But jumping into the trunk radio system, you'll see that we still have simulcast here, but all of the police, right? All of this with a capital E, that is all encrypted. Sheriff's Department, as of right now, is in the clear. We do have some countywide talk groups on the system, although not many of them are active. And because you brought it up, if we look at Connecticut, just say, for example, New Haven here, again, a lot of this stuff is conventional. It is in the clear. And if we look at the CLMRN network, again, a ton of simulcast. And we do have a mix match of some encryption, but a lot of phase two talk groups. So what does this mean as far as whether or not you need an SDS 100 or an SDS 200? I would actually leave that up to you. An SDS 100 is going to be a great handheld radio for the area that you are asking about. If you want some additional functionality to the scanner, such as a built-in GPS, the ability to control the scanner directly from your smart device, such as a tablet or a phone, or even stream the display from that tablet or phone to a connected TV that's running either Apple TV or even a Google Chromecast, or if you need a waterfall display, which you can always get on the SDS 100, then the SDS 150 would be something that you may want to get. The GPS functionality alone is probably worth the upgrade if you're going to be using it while you are driving. That'll allow you to turn systems off and on. However, there is something else to notice here. If we come back into the radio reference database and come back into the Suffolk County trunk radio system, if we look at the footprint that they put in here for the trunk radio system, you will see, because this is a circle, it covers into Connecticut. So if you were driving through Connecticut with your GPS-enabled scanner, it's still going to enable Suffolk County. And that is because, simply, you have to cover from the east end of Montauk all the way out as far west as Amityville and the Barrier Islands. So because of that, this circle goes all the way through New Haven. This is an issue when it comes to GPS scanning. So Rob, there you go. If you need GPS, SDS 150 all the way. It's going to get you a lithium-ion battery that slides into the back. It's not an enclosed battery. And it will also get you a desktop charger. I'm all about desktop chargers. So if desktop charger, a better lithium-ion battery, and a waterfall display, GPS, and Bluetooth all make it worthwhile for you, then definitely go with an SDS 150. If you want to save a little bit of money, the SDS 100 is still a perfect choice for Suffolk County, New York. And that is it for this month's Ask Scanner School podcast episode. Again, if you have a question for me and you'd like to ask it and get it featured on a podcast episode like this, we invite you to use our two voicemail systems. We have a local number here in the United States. And for those of you outside the United States or don't want to make a long-distance phone call, we have a SpeakPipe method. Again, both of those are in the description of this podcast episode. Or if you just would rather ask me in email, we have a link for that as well in the description of this podcast. So with that, please subscribe to this podcast episode. We will do this again next week when we have a great podcast up already in queue. We'll catch you all again next month when we answer your questions right here on Scanner School. Thanks again for watching.